At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Tommy Lugauer.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie. Yeah,
dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Reinforcements need to get here for the Yankees, and they need to get here fast. Look, it was a good weekend overall baseball-wise for the Yankees as they took 2 out of 3 from the Phillies, but more bad injury news at a time where the Yankees could ill afford to lose a player the caliber of Bellinger. And I know Bellinger's been struggling, but Cody Bellinger can help you win baseball games and more than just the bat. You know, whether it's in the field, whether it's on the base paths, Cody Bellinger is an overall and all-around baseball player that helps teams win really across all the assets of a baseball game, at the plate, in the field, and on the bases. You know, it feels like on a nightly basis, Bellinger does something to help you or at least put you in position to win a game. So with the latest injury here now to Bellinger, and we're going to find out more tomorrow, the extent of this injury, how much time the Yankees and Bellinger could be looking at for Cody to be out and miss action. You know, reinforcements need to get here, and they need to get here quickly. And the trade deadline is about a week away, August 3rd, and Brian Cashman and the Yankees have a lot of work to do. The Yankees have a championship rotation. Schlittler, Fried, Gerrit Cole, that is a three-headed monster, three aces that can win you a championship. It puts the Yankees at a major advantage, certainly over the teams in the American League with those three guys. But the offense is a major problem. And I do expect Aaron Judge back early September. When it comes to Stanton, I have no idea. I've stopped trying to figure that one out. I mean, Aaron Boone one day tells you that Stanton could be back in a reasonable amount of time, and then the next day he tells you there's no timetable. Stanton's been out since the Knicks played the Hawks in the first round of the playoffs, since late April. He's been out for months. So this idea that Stanton's going to be back in a reasonable amount of time, if you're buying that, I have swamp land in Florida I'd like to sell you. It's just, it's anybody's guess at this point. It really, including Aaron Boone. And now with the recent injury to Bellinger, it only magnifies the problem that the Yankees have, which is their offense is atrocious. They need now multiple bats, not just a catcher, not just in the infield, but now they're going to need an outfielder. Ideally a right-handed bat. You have zero production at catcher. Austin Wells has been hideous this year. Arguably the worst season ever in the history of baseball. I mean, it has been an absolute zero in terms of production for the Yankees at catcher this year, season, which is unacceptable when you consider the Yankees' resources. Then you have the infield situation. Ryan McMahon, not good. He is a backup at this stage of his career. He is a defensive replacement at this stage of his career. He is a guy you bring off the bench to be a player that can maybe pop you a home run. That's what he is at this stage of his career. He can't hit for any type of average. Anthony Volpe, what more can you say? I came on the air weeks ago and said he should be DFA'd along with Austin Wells. Jose Caballero, as much as people like him and they like his game, I think he is aided and helped by the fact that Anthony Volpe is so bad that Caballero looks better comparison, sort of side-by-side to Anthony Volpe. But Caballero is not the long-term answer, and every day that goes by, it feels like he's not the short-term answer either. And now you have this outfield situation where you don't know when Judge is coming back. You don't know when Bellinger's coming back. Nobody knows when Stanton's coming back. Dominguez has been more hype than he's been actual substance. This Yankee offense needs a big-time jolt, and they need reinforcements. Now, some of it is out of their control. They unfortunately have to play the waiting game with Judge. They have to play the waiting game with Stanton. And now they're going to have to play the waiting game with Bellinger. But what Brian Cashman can do over the next 7 days or so is be very active. Very, very active. Multiple bats. You know, early in the year and really throughout the first couple months, I thought the biggest need for the Yankees was a bullpen arm. Maybe bullpen arms. It felt like, okay, that is the one thing that they are missing that could really put them over the top. Like, all along, I felt like, all right, this is the best team in the American League the Yankees are. The American League is weak. The path for the Yankees should be a smooth one getting back to the Fall Classic. But in order to win it all, in order for the Yankees to win a championship, have a parade, add to their trophy case, the Yankees would need to add at least one reliever, but probably more than that. Well, as time has gone on here, and yes, the bullpen still has its problems, but with the emergence of a Paul Blackburn, the idea of moving Warren to the pen, Weathers to the pen, there are things you can do, even if you're not extremely active at the deadline as far as bullpen arms. There are things that they could do, the Yankees can do, to shore up that bullpen. You know, the emergence of Hedrick all year. You know Bednar is going to be good, if not really good at times. Outstanding when he's really on. But with all these injuries and with the lack of production, I mean, Ahmad Rosario, awful. And Rosario can't field either. So I'm not sure exactly what he brings to the table at this point, including against lefties. It is just a mess right now offensively. Now, to the Yankees' credit, they're only three games back in the division. This is by no means doom or gloom or they're not going to the postseason or anything like that. But when you have these three aces, when you have Schlittler, when you have Fried, when you have Gerrit Cole, do not, if you are Brian Cashman, waste this opportunity. There's nothing you can do about Judge, there's nothing you can do about Stanton, and now there's nothing you can do about Bellinger. But what you can do in the next week is bring in reinforcements, whether that's calling up George Lombard, whether that's trading for a catcher, trading for an infielder, trading for an outfielder. Some combination, if not all three of the... actually, all three things I just said. Trade for an outfielder, bring up Lombard, trade for a catcher. Perhaps even trade for another infielder. I mean, that's how bad this is right now. And if Bellinger has to miss an extended period of time, it's only going to hurt you more offensively, and it's going to hurt you defensively. Because no matter how much Bellinger struggles at the plate... and you saw it the other night in Fried's debut against the Pirates, right out of the gate, a ball down the line, Bellinger throws an exact strike perfectly to second base to stop any type of early bleeding that Max Fried would have in his first start back in months. That's the type of player Bellinger is. Not just with the bat, the glove, around the bases. He's a heady player. He's always seemingly in the right spot. And even when things aren't going the way you want it to go offensively for him for quite some time, Bellinger still brings more to the table, which makes him that complete player. And that's exactly why the Yankees were so, you know, heavily into bringing him back. That's why other teams, the Mets, et cetera, wanted to bring in Bellinger, because it's not just the bat, it's really his all-around game.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
But the Yankees can't let this rotation go to waste. They can't. It's too good. It's too powerful. It's such a strength and it's such an advantage. But the offense right now, it to me is a dire situation. As we sit here on July 27th. Now I have faith. I have ultimate, say, positivity that the Yankees will get to a point in this season where they get these reinforcements back. They make a bunch of trades. Judge is back in the lineup. I suppose Stanton will return to the lineup. Really, all you need him back for is October anyway, if we're being honest. I mean, Judge, you'd like to see back a couple weeks before to get his sea legs, to get a couple games under his belt, maybe, you know, a month or so of baseball action so that Aaron Judge is at peak or as close to peak performance as you could possibly get him to, considering the circumstances, once October rolls around. But as far as Stanton, I mean, I feel like that guy could roll out of bed after being out the entire season and just completely mash in the postseason. His reputation in that sense with Stanton precedes itself. And then as far as Bellinger, who knows? Who knows? Hopefully we'll get more news tomorrow. It certainly sounds that way as Bellinger is headed back up here. Remember, the Yankees on this road trip, they now head out to Chicago for a bunch of games with the White Sox and Cubs. Bellinger on his way back to New York to get more tests on his hamstring, and we should find out more of what's going on and his timetable after those tests are done and we get the results. But, you know, Fried, it took forever. Stanton, it's taking forever. Judge, it's taking forever. It doesn't mean Bellinger's going to take forever. But based on the injuries the Yankees have had this season, it's hard to be optimistic about Bellinger returning quickly, which makes this trade deadline even more important. It was important anyway. It's gotten even more important now. The Yankees need reinforcements. To me, it's offense, offense, offense. Forget Skubal. Forget Mason Miller. This team needs bats in the worst way. And you have to, in my opinion at least, operate under the assumption that Judge will be back and as close to 100% as he possibly can be. Stanton, it's getting harder and harder to assume anything with him. And now the unknown of Bellinger. Because when it comes to, you know, injuries are tricky. Whether it's a back, whether it's a hamstring, whether it's a calf, you know. You want to be careful. You don't want to rush anybody back. You know, it's always about the long game with the Yankees. They're an October team. They're a postseason team. That's where they're headed. The division is still right there for the taking. And yeah, the Yankees had a good weekend. You know, on the field, they had a good weekend. You know, last night, I mean, Sanchez at home is basically an automatic. Plus, the Phillies are trying to not get swept. So, really, the Yankees had about as good of a weekend as they possibly could have had. Like, you signed for 2 out of 3 going into Philly, for sure. That is a great weekend on the field. And you find yourself 3 games back of the Rays. So, all good from there. But that is in a vacuum, in a bubble, and not looking at the big picture. If we're talking big picture, which you have to do at the trade deadline, this is really the last time to talk big picture, because this is really the last time you can help yourself as a baseball team, at least from the outside, not internally. But Lombard's got, I'm stunned he's not up here already. I thought by all accounts, Lombard was already going to be up here with this team. You get to see Spencer Jones now, and look, Spencer Jones defensively looks like a major leaguer. Offensively, not so much. We'll see if the couple weeks down in the minors did any good for him, but defensively, Jones really gives you exactly, or is close to what you get from Bellinger. But offensively, even with Bellinger struggling, I mean, Spencer Jones looked overmatched in his first run this year. We'll see if anything changes in the second run. But Brian Cashman needs to be on the phone. He needs to have already been on the phone. A catcher, an infielder, and now it looks more and more like an outfielder is needed. Because you look at 3 guys here, Stanton, DH, Judge, Wright, Bellinger also in the outfielder. You're just going to think all 3 guys are back. They're already healthy to and set to go. You need reinforcements, you need a backup plan, and you need more bats here. Because I'm not sure even Grisham is a long-term answer. Dominguez, Jones, I mean, none of these guys give you any type of confidence. The only guys you are truly confident in offensively right now that is on the field is Ben Rice, and at least for me, it's Jazz Chisholm. Maybe for a lot of people it's not, but Jazz has had a lot of big hits. He's got a mighty fine track record. He's playing for a contract. Those are the 2 guys that I would put my faith in right now. Outside of that, not good. Wells, awful. Volpe, awful. Caballero, not really the answer to all answers or to all questions. If the Yankees can upgrade at shortstop, even if that means Lombard, although what are you doing with third base? That's the thing. Like, if you put Lombard at short, third base is still a problem. McMahon is not the answer. Rosario's not the answer. Moving Volpe over there is not the answer. If you could somehow convince, I guess, Luis Arraez to go over there, that would be great. On the bright side, I think the pitching is close to being set. Rotation-wise, it is. Don't worry about a fourth starter. You're gonna get that figured out. And with the 3 guys you got, the last thing you're worried about is a fourth man in that rotation. Come playoff time, you're not gonna have to worry about that. Bullpen wise, the focus and attention and assets should not be on Mason Miller. They shouldn't. You know, always in motion the future is. Things have changed drastically over the last couple weeks, over the last couple months. And with all these injuries and with the lack of production, and quite frankly, the guys that aren't producing, most of them, how could you have any faith that they're going to really turn it around? Volpe and Wells should be gone. Gone. Whether it's trade, whether it's DFA'd, whether it's minors, you pick. I'm sure Yankee fans at this point don't care which of the 3 it is, as long as it's one of them. Caballero, like I said, if you put the side-by-side with him and Volpe, Caballero looks better by sort of proxy. But Caballero's not the long-term answer. Lombard could be, but the problem with Lombard is if you move him to short, what are you doing at third? I say this as a call to action. I am confident in Brian Cashman. I'm confident that the Yankees are going to make a lot of moves here before the deadline. And I'm at least confident that Aaron Judge is going to return before the season ends. Bellinger, it's hard to speak on because we got to get more tests here. We got to get more information. One thing Bellinger has going for him is time. There's still time left. There's 2 months plus in the season. So time is on his side. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he'll be back in 10 days or, oh, he'll be back in a month. I have no idea. None of us do, including the Yankees. That's why Bellinger's going for more tests. And once there's more answers to the questions, then perhaps we'll start to get a feel for Bellinger's return. But to me, it's hard to even have a conversation about that right now because not all the tests have been done. And we don't know the full extent or any type of timetable yet. And Judge and Stanton are just breadcrumbs. Judge more than Stanton. To me, Stanton is maybe a step forward, then a step back, then a step to the side. It's like the cha-cha slide. Two hops this time. You know, if you've been on a cruise ship at one point in your life, you've heard that song about 65,000 times. Reinforcements. An active deadline is vital. It is crucial. It is critical to this Yankee team. This is a golden opportunity for Boone, for Cashman, for Judge, for this group. The American League is weak. The Yankees have three, not one, not two, three dominant aces. They have that market cornered. They have that part of their team covered. That is a championship rotation the Yankees have. With three guys that can carry your pitching staff. And they can shorten the bridge to your high leverage guys. Especially when you unleash them, when there are no training wheels, when there are no restrictions once you get to the postseason. Any one of the three could be a game one starter for any other team. Any one of the three. At any given point in their careers. They could be game one starters. Now they are all share the same uniform. They are all on the Yankees. But what Brian Cash, and I don't think he will, but what he can have going into this deadline is this false sense of arrogance. Look, we talked a lot about the running it back, and I, for one, was heavily critical of it. And I thought it was the wrong way to go about things. Forget even necessarily personnel, but just this team needed a new feel, a new vibe, something to get them over the hump. Well, here we are, you know, a couple months into the season with the deadline approaching, and you look at this offense, now Judge being out, Bellinger now being out, Stanton being out. Not really anybody's fault, although you expect it with Stanton, maybe not this long of a summer sabbatical. But you know Stanton's going to miss time. It just goes along with the territory of doing business with him. But now Brian Cashman and the Yankees and Aaron Boone and this offense, they find themselves in dire straits. Wells, awful. Volpe, awful. Rosario, awful. Dominguez, more hype than substance. Caballero, not the answer long term. You might be able to get by with him at short. You move Lombard to third or you make some type of trade. But even there, I think if the Yankees could make the ultimate upgrade at shortstop, they would. I'm looking at three bats for this team. Three, minimum, at the trade deadline. Outfielder, right-handed bat out there. Infielder. And then, of course, at catcher. And the Yankees got awful news today as far as that department because Shea Langelier is a guy that I was touting for the last week or so saying the Yankees should go all in for. They should push all their chips into the middle. Langeliers might be out for the year now. Which lessens your trade options now in the next week at catcher. Which is the number one upgrade because you have nothing there. Literally nothing. There's no pulse at catcher offensively. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. I'm going to give you a name coming up for the Yankees, an interesting name. This is one of those ones that you're going to say, ooh, that's a good one. Now, there is some red tape in acquiring this player, but I think he would be the absolute perfect addition for the Yankees. Somebody that could really bolster their offense, a guy that has played in a lot of big games, that has a lot of big hits. So that's coming up. We will get into the LeBron James situation. I was out on Friday, or just that's my off day. I'm off on Fridays. So I haven't been able to weigh in on that. I have a lot to say about LeBron going to Philly and all the hype that is surrounding the Sixers. We'll get into that coming up in the next hour. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Tommy Lugauer, after hours here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.